This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As promised, the president laid out his plan for new federal gun control measures today. He wants background checks for basically all gun purchases. He wants a ban on military-style assault weapons and limits on high-capacity magazines. He also did what he can do without Congress. He signed 23 executive orders on everything from encouraging schools to hire police officers to ordering the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, to do new research on gun violence. That last one, the president said, is because when it comes to guns and gun violence, good data is really hard to find. From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura gets us going today.
This goes back to 1986 when the Firearm Owners Protection Act became law. Bob Spitzer teaches political science at SUNY Cortland and has written four books on gun control. He says that law rolled back a lot of gun restrictions. Ammunition dealers didn't have to keep records.
It also made it easier for individuals to buy and sell guns and to sell guns without a license.
There are no records of those sales. None of them require background checks. The law also placed new restrictions on the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms in response to criticism from dealers and gun owners groups that the ATF had overstepped its authority.
Even today, the ATF, when they receive calls to do background checks, have to rely on paper records in boxes as opposed to a computerized system, even though every agency, office, and organization, and practically individual in the country, has and uses computers.
The ATF can't collect certain kinds of data, and it's not allowed to make some data available to the public. In 1996, Congress eliminated federal funding for the Centers for Disease Control's research into firearm-related deaths. Congressman David Price is a Democrat who sits on the House Appropriations Committee.
It's basically shut down a lot of relevant research on gun violence and its place in public health.
And that decision, he says, had a chilling effect on all kinds of gun-related research. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, a strong advocate of strict gun controls, mentioned it at a conference on Monday.
Congress has no business dictating what public health issues scientists can and should study.
The CDC has a $6 billion budget, Bloomberg said, and out of that, $100,000 went to firearms injury research. To this day, the agency can't do anything that could be construed as advocating or promoting gun control.
It's a really big issue.
Matthew Miller teaches public health at Harvard, and he says the absence of good data makes his job difficult.
It's very hard to tell my students that they should go into firearms research because there's no funding.
Today, President Obama called on Congress to help researchers like Miller.
We don't benefit from ignorance. We don't benefit from not knowing the science of this epidemic of violence.
The president asked Congress to fund more research into gun violence and to look for links to violent images on TV and in movies and video games. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.